Well, it's been kind of a Wild West month in energy news, from big coal power plants announcing their closing to energy grid officials saying, hey, not so fast, we need that electricity. From President Obama's refocused commitment on the environment to the legacy of coal energy's waste. Here to give us some perspective on all this is the Allegheny Front's Kara Holsapple. Hi, Kara.
Hey, Jennifer.
Let's start at the top with President Obama. He was fairly cautious on environmental issues in his first term. Is it looking like he's bolder on the environment this time around?
Well, in the second term, we have the big push on climate change and the confirmation of Gina McCarthy as head of the Environmental Protection Agency. Climate change is her top priority, and chiefly that means cutting power plant emissions. The president also has a chief of staff who studied climate change, and the new energy secretary, Ernest Moniz, is working with EPA and the Department of the Interior on methane emissions from natural gas drilling.
So Obama has said natural gas is a transition fuel. It could help create more jobs, and it's a cleaner choice than coal. That's not going over so well everywhere.
No, of course, this has not made Obama popular with some in coal country. Senator Joe Manchin III, a Democrat from West Virginia, was one of several in that state to meet with Gina McCarthy over what they say is a war on coal. Here's what Manchin said about why the group went.
It wasn't just people all were mad and were upset and what you're doing to us and poor us. The bottom line is poor this country if we're not able to do the job that we do in West Virginia and do so well is to provide dependable, affordable, and reliable energy.
So the West Virginia delegation left with a message that there wasn't a lot of love left in Washington for coal, but that the administration would try to work with the industry.
Well, while many are saying that coal might be dead, its legacy is living on in southwestern Pennsylvania and other states where coal-fired power plants have operated for decades. One of those legacy issues is water pollution from the plants.
That's right. Last month, environmental groups announced that the Environmental Protection Agency was taking what they called a long overdue step to limit coal sludge and ash from going into waterways. They're actually under a court order to act by 2014 for larger size power plants. So fly ash is made up of fine particles that are released from the combustion of coal in power plants, and the scrubber sludge is what's left over from cleaning those emissions. EPA estimates that its new plan will reduce water pollution discharges by 470 million pounds a year, and that includes all the chemicals in the waste, like mercury, which could end up in fish and drinking water, lead, selenium, arsenic, cadmium, which are a concern for human health. But there is a catch.
Which is?
Well, the White House has given the industry an out with some recommendations to the proposed regulations, which would leave this sludge from smokestack scrubbers out of the rule.
So scrubbers are installed in the smokestacks of coal-fired power plants to reduce the amount of pollution in the air, but that sludge has to go somewhere.
Right. The scrubbers are a pollution control measure, but they weren't in use when the original Clean Water Act regulations for power plants were put into place. So ironically, it's this coal waste that's caused First Energy's Hatfields Ferry power plant in Greene County to make news again. It's been slated to close in October, though its life may be extended due to energy demands.
PJM, the power grid operator, has asked it to stay open, doesn't actually say how long.
Right. But this power plant's been listed by EPA as one of 38 sites, which is contaminating water with coal sludge and fly ash. I talked with Lisa Graves Marcusi with the Environmental Integrity Project. It's one of the environmental groups that helped identify the plants that are causing this pollution. Graves Marcusi says there has to be a strong federal rule for this pollution so that communities are protected by the same monitoring and reporting and then enforcement standards across the country.
The EPA is the agency that has the scientists who understand these metals and these pollutants better than anyone else. And when we have policymakers stepping in to do regulations, it's problematic for a number of reasons. Primary is the fact that they're not qualified. Secondly, the EPA is an agency that's held accountable to all of that, and they have a transparent process. And I think it is really foolhardy of folks to interfere with a process where science matters, because science is what's in place to protect public health.
She says that coal ash and sludge pollution is the nation's second largest industrial waste stream, and that states, including Pennsylvania, have had a really cavalier attitude about how the waste is handled. So it's time, she says, to hit the pause button and reevaluate.
there's been concern over fly ash in Laybell, Pennsylvania, and the Environmental Protection Agency recently held a meeting with residents there to talk about their concerns.
Right. The people who live there are already worried about what they say is illegal dumping and mismanagement of a mine reclamation site. They don't want the operator's permit renewed. But now FirstEnergy and DEP have come up with this plan to transport fly ash and sludge from a waste site 80 miles away, and that site's called Little Blue Run, by barge to Laybell. And because it's not considered toxic waste, it won't be covered over. So there's concern of exposure to even more pollution from the waste blowing off the tops of these barges.
Thanks very much, Kara.
You're welcome, Jennifer.
Well, we mentioned Little Blue Run, and when you see photos of this site over the years from space, at times it's just been a very shocking green-blue color. The Allegheny Front's Kate Malangowski attended the Department of Environmental Protection's hearing on how FirstEnergy plans to address the problems at this site, and she's on the phone.
How are you, Jennifer?
Okay. So about how many people attended this meeting?
There were more than 100 people there from the community, and about a half dozen spoke directly to the DEP and FirstEnergy representatives.
And what did FirstEnergy propose?
They essentially laid out a 15-year plan to close the site and seal it off. They were going to cover 950 acres with a synthetic liner. They said it's to minimize stormwater contact with coal combustion byproducts. And then they're going to put a foot of topsoil on top of that from the FirstEnergy property. And they said they would probably do this about 65 acres per year.
And how did community members react to this?
Some were curious about why it would take so long to close it. And others were concerned that because they're essentially burying all of this, that it might still affect the groundwater. So, I mean, people were just concerned that, you know, the closure isn't really a closure because all of this stuff is still going to be there.
Well, thank you very much.
Sure.
We'll be following this issue as it evolves. That was Kate Malangowski reporting for the Allegheny Front. She attended a public hearing this week on Little Blue Run. And more information is at alleghenyfront.org.